91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy at 2. I'm Dan Canatero with 91X News. UK health officials are increasing their surveillance for any potential disease outbreaks that could disrupt the London Olympics this summer. An estimated 3 million visitors are expected to descend on the city during July and August, bringing with them viruses and bacteria from around the world. At a meeting Tuesday of international disease experts, said some, though an outbreak was unlikely, officials could take the risk of not being prepared for the Olympics, which are taking place from July 27th to August 12th. The Conservatives' government intends to shut down a troubled organization created to promote human rights. Support democratic institutions aboard also. Foreign Minister John Baird has released a statement commenting on the government's future plans. Montreal-based Rights and Democracy's work over the last few years has been overshadowed by the accusations, its board, and complaints about fair untreatment of staff, including its former president. He says the closure is part of the government's cost-cutting efforts to eliminate the deficit. The Loyalist College Sustainable Skills Center is going to get a lot more upgrades over the next 5 years. Earlier today, College President Maureen Piercy made a presentation to Belleville Council for municipal funding and was given $1 million over the next 5 years. Piercy says the college needs the money for equipment.
In terms of equipping it fully with all the high-tech capital that's needed, we need some help, and so we decided to develop a campaign.
Part of the money will go towards the school's welding program, which will expand from a 1-year to 2-year program. Belleville is the third community to give money for the college's skills center. The opposition is laughing at the Harper government's reaction to the Auditor General report on the proposed purchase of F-35 stealth fighter jets. The government says it will set up a new oversight mechanism and an interdepartmental secretariat of deputy minister to oversee the F-35 project, but Liberal critic Mark Gartneau says the secretariat's very name is an indication that nothing has changed.
It's still called the F-35 Secretariat, which is a very clear indication that this government is still banking on the F-35 instead of holding an open competition, as we have been saying.
The general says the Defense Department kept Parliament in the dark about spiraling problems with the multi-billion dollar plan to buy a new fleet of stealth jet fighters. A group of 23 Canadian insurance companies has come up with a plan to spread the expense of high-priced drug treatments. It is a move, they said, to shield Canadians from the risk of losing employer-sponsored coverage. Veteran Affairs Minister Stephen Blaney announced measures today in Halifax. Veteran Hank Alerson says this is a welcome change.
Well, I think it's a big, good change because it is a real hassle getting everything over to Charlottetown and then waiting for the money to come back. It's upfront money would be great.
Payments will be sent out twice a year starting in the fall and are based on the individual's needs. That's 91X News, the 201. Here's John Boldrick with sports.
Canada's Glenn Howard has posted two victories today to remain unbeaten at the World Men's Curling Championship. Howard beat Switzerland 7-6 before topping Denmark 8-5. Howard says he was tested in both games.
They were tough, like great game against the Swiss, great game against the Danes, and they're two really good curling teams, and they make a lot of shots, and we made a lot of shots, and went back and forth, and fortunately we had the W at the end.
Canada will play Sweden tomorrow afternoon. Hockey analyst Mike Milbury has apologized for critical comments on Penguins superstar Sidney Crosby and calling him a punk. The former NHL coach and general manager ripped Crosby on a Philadelphia radio station Monday, calling out the Pens captain for his role in instigating a game-ending line brawl in Sunday's game between the Penguins and Flyers. Today, he apologized, saying, "I reached out to the Penguins about the comments I made yesterday on Philadelphia radio. In hindsight, I realize that what I said was inappropriate and wrong, and I want to apologize to the Penguins organization and their fans." Bellator Fighting Championships looks to be following in the UFC's footsteps once again. Their promotion is in the process of developing a reality TV show for Spike TV. Details of the show have not been announced, although it will make its debut in 2013. Bellator has hired former Amazing Race producer Bertrand Van Munster to run the show. Dustin Johnson has withdrawn from the Masters with an injury. Johnson is a 5-time PGA Tour winner who is ranked number 12 in the world. Details of the injury have not been disclosed. Johnson's withdrawal means the field at the Masters is down to 96 players. That's news. Here's Dan Canatero with 91X Weather.
Today, it's increasing cloudiness this morning with a high of 8, with an index 5 or moderate. Tonight will be also cloudy, with a clear near midnight and a low of 0. It's 8 degrees at 2. I'm Dan Canatero of John Boldrick. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.